I guess it's probably good to get your feet wet while a lot of the staff isn't here yet, and you can learn the ropes before all the teachers come back and everyone else and the kids come back, and the school is a busy place come September.
You're absolutely right. You know, I'm just taking advantage of these few weeks here in July. You know, most of the staff is gone. A lot of them are out fishing or on vacation. And so I'm just taking advantage of this time to really get to know the community and get to know the nuts and bolts of the district, how things work, get real familiar with the budget, and so that, you know, the beginning of August, things really heat up and people are coming back. And so I'll get to know them better, and then we'll get things ready to roll for school so we're ready when the kids come.
What are the big challenges coming up in the year ahead for you in running the district? I imagine one of them is getting the elementary school up and running after the big construction project that's going on there.
You're absolutely right. Although, you know, we're in good hands with that whole elementary school project. We are about 65% complete. We'll start doing, I say we, it's not me personally, but the guys over there, they will start doing the siding probably in the next week or two. When the kids come back, we still might have a little bit of siding to get on, but it isn't going to affect any of the education or anything like that. They've been working in the classrooms. There's a few classrooms that got new carpeting. There's a few pipes that got changed out for the heating system. It's looking very, very well. And Marty, that's in charge over there, said we're right on schedule. So we'll be ready for kids.
It looks like kids will be able to move back into their normal classrooms by the time school starts.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. And the thing is, we are getting those classrooms ready now so that when the teachers come back, they can get things prepared, because there's a lot of things that the teachers do, you know, before the kids come, of course. And from the district standpoint, we need to make sure that we've got those classrooms accessible for the teachers. So when the kids come, everything is all ready to go for them. And people say, oh, we walk into these classrooms, we already feel like it's warmer. The windows are all in, and I think we'll also have a considerable savings in the heating bills as well. So that's really good. And just all that light is great.
What other big challenges do you see coming up this year?
Well, statewide, the state has said every district needs to develop a more comprehensive teacher evaluation program. So Dr. Robb said, you know, Lisa, I've kind of held off on that because I want the new superintendent to take that over. So I'll be working with the staff and the teachers to do that. And I think that process will go relatively smoothly. And then, of course, you know, just making sure that our curriculum is aligned with the standards. And you know, that whole process, you think, well, you align it once and then it's a static thing. The state is always coming down with new mandates and they're changing things. So we just need to make sure that we're in compliance there and just have the best curriculum for the students. I think those are the two main things. And then just, you know, continuing on with the greatness that Petersburg is known for.
When are the first deadlines for that evaluation? Is that coming up this year or the following year?
This year, we need to have a draft, a plan in place, and then for next year, really implement it.
I see. And then on a personal level, you have a husband and daughter coming to town, and you're looking for a house still.
That's right. Right now I'm living in a fifth wheel, which is working fine for me, but my husband Robin will be coming, and I have a daughter Rebecca that will be in sixth grade, and so I'm still looking for a house. And you know, I'm doing fine, but long term I really would like to make Petersburg my home for a long time.
And I think it's a cool story too, the truck you drive around and the license plate that's on that. Could you tell that?
Oh, that's
in
funny.
Brief.
Okay, I've got a Dodge Cummins diesel pickup, and the license plate just says "We won this," and people say, "Did you really win that rig?" And I say, "Yeah." And basically, the story on that is way back in 2005, I was a distributor for some nutritional products, and the company ran a contest that the person that sold the most product in a 9-month period would win a $70,000 Cadillac Escalade. And as it turned out, I was fortunate enough to win the contest. And I said to him, well, I'm living in Montana. I don't need an Escalade. I just need a pickup. So they said I could get a pickup. They thought it'd only be about a $45,000 pickup, but I made it a $70,000 pickup. So we've been driving it, and it's really been good. So
a good Alaska truck there.
Yep.